שלום, בוקר טוב. Yes. No, I know.
What's important is where you start.
It's our purpose in life. Yeah. You have to have always purpose. You have to reason to live. If you don't have reason to be alive, you will be expired. But as soon as you have a reason, still reason, and your reason is a valid reason, then you die. Here we go to Istalkut Pinimi. Istalkut Pinimi is going one level deeper even. There is Istaklut and Istaklut.
The reason I'm correcting Istalkut
is to leave. Yeah. That's right. And always I've been making mistake between these two. One is with the Kuf and one is with the Haf, by the way.
No,
Istaklut is Kuf. I know what my mistake, my point is. That's correct. Now, anyway, to go look into it, more inner, into understanding, because now we are starting to understand the Ke'ilim called Sefirot. And the whole purpose is Talmud Eser Sefirot, is to understand and learn how this Eser Sefirot really caused to be a DNA of everything in existence. Everything in the world, good morning, Boker Tov, there and has an Eser Sefirot. The whole year has an Eser Sefirot. The whole year is an Eser Sefirot. All the Chagim together you put, it becomes Eser Sefirot. There is nothing that is not of Eser Sefirot. So here it comes, and he says, we are starting this second part to look into, to understand what is Igulim veYosher. Because after the Tzimtzum, there was two things came into existence. Igul, or not existence, into revelation, into be recognized. Everything comes from Ein Sof. There is nothing that is not, was not in Ein Sof. Everything is in Ein Sof. But here it comes after the Tzimtzum. So there is something happened in this Tzimtzum. There is a world called the world of Tzimtzum. It wasn't inactive. It had a purpose. It had a reason. We will study what happened in this world of Tzimtzum. What came about after this action of Tzimtzum. It says two things. Igul veYosher. Kolel Asara Prakim, and he's giving it in the 10 sections of explaining what it is, each one by one. Et ha'eser sefirot de Igulim. That's first is to study the eser sefirot of Igulim. Ve'igulim hem bichinat gar. This is the Igulim are aspect of Gimel Rishonim. Chochma bina da'at. Chochma bina da'at. I read just few of them. Besifirat deigulim kol hachitzon yoter chashuv, and is defining concept of chitzon, exterior, interior. He's teaching us what is exterior, what is interior. Boker Tov. The first section, Aleph, ha'igulim hem b'chinat gar. This igulim, really, they are from where? When they appeared. Igulim are from Ein Sof. They are ke'ilim eser sefirot shel Ein Sof. After this halal was created, the sefirot are ke'ilim for different lights. How many kind of lights we have?
Five.
What are they? Bravo. Those are the or. Now, how many types of lights we have?
Two.
Bravo. Which one they are? That's it. Bravo. Baruch Hashem. Now, here it comes. He says, the igulim hem b'chinat gar. They are the aspect of Gimel Rishonim, the first three. Why? Because they come from Ein Sof. They are the vessels of Chokhmah, Bina, Vedat. All the igulim define Gimel Rishonim. Chokhmah, Bina, Da'at. How much Chokhmah? Ein Sof. How much Bina? Ein Sof. How much Da'at? Ein Sof. Those are the Ke'ilim. That means if all of Ein Sof come back to this Igulim, everything will go back to state of Ein Sof. So nothing has happened. Now hold on. Hold on. Is the purpose the light of Ein Sof to come back the way it was, to go back to the state of Ein Sof? The purpose is that? No. What was the purpose? The purpose was that Shmo, the Nekuda Emtzai, the middle point of Ein Sof, which is Bichina Dalet, Or HaNefesh, type Or Chokhmah, because Nefesh is the type of Or Chokhmah. The purpose was that Shmo wants to lead Karev to be closer, to be more binding with the light of Ein Sof. So restricted itself, Shmo, the Nekuda Emtzai, the Kli Bichina Dalet, restricted totally, never to receive, in order to create, to have an opportunity, to be able. So she reduced her desire to receive to zero. So therefore the light went away because there was no desire to receive. Created a halal. In this halal allowed a vessel of Igulim to be revealed. And these igulim are Chokhmah, Bina, Da'at, that Nekuda Emtzai is going to use to bring about the creation. These Chokhmah, Bina, Da'at are igulim. And we don't even go close in understanding it because it's out of our concept of understanding.
All igulim, everything that is
igul. Igulim. Which Igulim? Those Igulim of Ein Sof. Do you have Igulim? Yes, you have Igul. You have your eyes, you have your ears, your moach is all Igul. You have Chokhmah Bina Da'at, but still even to your own Chokhmah Bina and Da'at, you cannot tap. Do you know where, how much Chokhmah you have? Bina, Da'at, it's out of our reach. Why? They are Gimel Rishonim. We are our Hasaga, our understanding, our consciousness goes how far? Zayin Tachtonim. We are the world of seven. Zayin Tachtonim. Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzach, Yesod, Malchut. Those are the seven we deal with. The Gimel Rishonim. So out of the Gimel Rishonim comes an understanding, a Binah. His name is Elohim. Out of these three comes Elohim and creates the nature, the Zayin Tachtonim. For the Zayin Tachtonim to be able to do all the work from A to Z, from Aleph to Taf, to Hei Malchut. This Elohim, this Bina, this understanding of the Gimel Rishonim connects always the Gimel Rishonim to Zayin Tachtonim. So in order for us to connect to our Gimel Rishonim, I have to go through who? Elohim. Now, let's understand it from here.
Elohim in us?
Elohim. Whoever created this nature. I cannot go connect to anything above unless I go first through the nature. Elohim. It's very logical. But now you have some understanding of what these igulims are. So let's read it here. Hine be'esar sefirot de igulim. Diber bam harav me'at mod. He discussed very little, Rav, about this igulim. Vegam hadevarim ha'me'utim ha'elu hem lekorea mele'im setirot. This small amount that was revealed and were told us, it has so much concealment and so much information in it that is unbelievable. Olam, and however, laharchiv bahem hadibur iefshar mishum shehema b'chinat gimel sefirot rishonot. To explain and really define the whole thing, it's very difficult. She'asur lanu la'asok bahem. It is really forbidden from us to go into that domain and delve into it. Omnam otam devarim atim. But those very mute, very small portion, shekatav harav tzarichim leva'er otam al kol panim im haseber rechev v'bahir. Hezber rechev v'bahir. That amount, small amount that was given to us, has to be explained, defined into very, very detail and understanding. באופן שיפסיקו למטרתם שהרב רצה בה. היינו, עד כמה שצריכים בהכרח לקשרי החוכמה. In order to connect this wisdom, it's for the purpose of being able to make sense. We are going to set an explanation should be given. And that's why there is this istalkut pnimi. Be'eser sefirot de ugulim kol ha'chitzon yoter chashuv yoter. So, step one to understand. He says, igulim are like a basal, we say, like an onion, one inside the other, inside the other. The one that is most outer level is the achi spiritual, let's say. It's achi zach. Zach. The word zach. The two words we're going to learn in name of zach v'av. Boker tov. Zach v'av. That is a, we have to understand. It says the one in igulim, the one, the outer, the chitzoni, the chitzoni is yoter zach. More you go pnimi is yoter av. In order for you and me to have an understanding what this means, imagine a lake, a swimming pool. You as a kid pick up a stone and you throw right into the lake. Throw the stone. What do you see? There is boom. The stone goes into the water, starts creating circle. The av beyoter is right where there is an impact. The zach beyoter is practically you won't see any more the ripple. Okay? But the center caused it, but the revelation is the most outside. That how far it goes. So he says, מתחיל להבין הדברים בכלל כי הרב מחלק את הכללות כל המציאות בבית הבחנות שהם עיגול ויושר. First, Rav here comes and he says, there are two different things. There is עיגולים. In our world, we say veiv and yosher. And in our world, we define that as linear. One is linear and one is circular. That's in mathematics, in nature, we see this. And these two define everything else. And all starts from a point. We said any igul always has a central point. Yosher starts with the point, finishes with the point.
Igul has a point?
Always a center. If it is igul, it has a nekuda center. He says, you show me a nekuda. I say, okay, nekuda. Line has nekuda, 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 nekuda. But igul, where do I see a nekuda? Yeah, he says nekuda, nekuda, nekuda around. That's a line, yes. But there is one nekuda called nekuda emtsai is in the middle. But has a nekuda in the middle, and that's the end.
Okay, so because it's a pinimut aspect is more of, maybe the part that is most...
Now, here you are going now somewhere that we haven't gone yet. We have to understand what is av and what defines avyut. Now, igul is igul because it doesn't have masach.
Right.
Line is line... because it has a masach. Now, the light of Ein Sof is the atzmut of this line, kav. Atzmut. But this light that comes through the kav, we define and we read in Chelek Aleph, is atzmut of it, is Ein Sof. But is not the light of Ein Sof that was as it was
before.
Because if the Ein Sof comes back, it's finished. Nothing there to happen. So the different, so he says, why kav echad? There is only one concept out of Ein Sof concepts is now interest of the creation. There is not two concepts. There is no three goals, four goals. There is only one thing. To take the Ratzon Lekabel and create, add to it a concept of Lahashpia. To take a pure Ratzon Lekabel and convert, add to it, Ratzon Lashpia. Not to convert, is I have to correct myself. You have to have a Ratzon Lekabel. You will always have a Ratzon Lekabel. You are the concept of Ratzon Lekabel. You shall always be the Ratzon Lekabel. But to add Ratzon Lashpia for purpose of Lashpia, not Lekabel, La'atzmi, total lashpia, tzaddik. That's the purpose. So, the kav echad line, one line comes into the igul. That means one, only one goal. That's it. That's that kav. Otherwise, if it Ein Sof would come, the whole thing will go back to Ein Sof. The whole thing was because shmo, Nekuda Emtsai, the Kli of Ein Sof, wanted Yoter Devikut, more binding with the light of Ein Sof. That what started the whole thing. Now, here it says, Igul V'Yosher Keloma, Shekol HaParzufim HaNimtsaim B'Chamisha HaOlamot. He says what he wants to say. There are five Parzufim. We said a partsuf is the concept, entity that has Rosh Toch Sof. Adam Kadmon, Atzilut Bria Yetzira Asiya. So five partsuf. Ad Leolam Hazeh. Ad Leolam Hazeh. That means Olam Hazeh is not part of this partsufim. There are five partsufim. Below these five partsufim, is Olam Hazeh. Hazeh, numerical value, Tov. That's why, whatever Elohim Ra, Yom, Yi, Or, look at the Or and says, Tov. Everything, Tov. Tov. This Tov. To the end, reach to Tov mode. So, the whole thing is Tov. Yom Sheni didn't say Tov, there is a reason. But instead, he said Tuesday, he said Pamai. Because he said, lot of Adam Levado. It's, if he is Levad, alone, Adam is lot of. Bona said, Ezer Kenegdo. He needs Ezer Kenegda. He needs to be Daba. And here we see the duality is started here. There's a concept of Igul, a concept of Yosha. Yosha is a line. Igul is a way. Yosher has a masach, Igul doesn't have a masach. And we said the kav is the one that brings light into a Igul. Kelomar shekol ha-partsufiyon nimsayim ha-olamot, we said Yosher. Sheyesh bekol echad bechinat eser sefirot de Igulim ve-eser sefirot de Yosher. In every olam, every partsuf, there is aspect of Igul and there is an aspect of Yosher. In you, as a human being, there is an aspect of Igul. Yes, look at your head, is it Igul? Look at your eyes, is it Igul? Look at your mouth, is it Igul? Look at the holes, is it Igul? There is a lot of Igul, and there is Yosher. Of course there is Yosher. There is your hand, your bones, your legs. It's a linear. Yes. No comparison.
The difference is that the kli changed. The kli being that the igul is not within us.
No, nothing changed. The light withdrew.
The light withdrew, but yeah. What afterwards when the kav came in,
yeah.
It's not that the kav is totally different than the original Orenso. It's part of Orenso, so it's one and the
it's same. One aspect of Orenso, of Kavachat. It's so one.
But the real
We cannot separate. What do you mean say we are, it's not part of us? It has to be. It's controlling the whole thing.
It's controlling, but it is...
It's part of everything.
As you said, Gimel Rishonim is separated from the Zayin Tachtonim, which is us.
No. You call separation, that means it's a total separation. If I'm totally separated from myself, I'm done. The point is that now we said that the Kav is there a Chalon. You forgot. The Derech Halon. There's continuity all the way. But the Halon, every time when there is a Masach, and on every Malchut, all the way going from Malchut to another Eser Sefirot, another Eser Sefirot, everywhere there is a Malchut, there is a Tzimtzum. That means there is a Masach. And there is a change. It's like, again, we said the electrical factory, by the time it comes to your home, there is a lot of masachim on its way to reduce its revelation. Bring about more aviyut to the extent that you say that you are alone. You are the one. You don't see, it's concealed. But the connection is there, but it's concealed from you to see. Do you see that there is a calf connected to your head all the way to Ein Sof? Do you see it? But it is. Because otherwise, how am I getting nourished? By nature is nourishing me, yes, correct. But what about my neshama aspect? My neshama aspect cannot disconnect. Bravo! All the changes is only the kli.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Oh, yes, all the changes. The light doesn't change.
That's
the light doesn't change. But this light that we are talking is the light of Kav, not light of Ein Sof. Atzmut, essence. The essence of this light is for sure from Ein Sof, because this Kav, we said, what is this Kav? What is the light that goes into this skull? Bravo. That's the level.
Okay, but I have to ask you something. Because earlier at the beginning of the lesson, you said there are five lights and two types of lights, how it goes. Okay? So really, it's easier if we understand how it happens.
It's very simple. If we go from the bottom, okay, there is explanation needed there. You okay? Nefesh is or chokhmah.
Right.
Zerampin is Ruach. Neshama
is the beginning of the change.
Is my Bina. So that means if I want to connect to that Bina that we talked about, I got to connect to my Neshama. Chaya veYechida, I'm not allowed to connect. Why? Because that's part of the Gah. We don't know the difference. Leave it alone.
Because of
Atzilut. Leave it alone. Don't take me to comparison.
I'm not taking it to comparison.
Let's study at the study.
But Neshama, it seems that Neshama is the beginning of the Kav.
That's not true. It comes all the way from Yechidah. It's connected. We said that Rosh of the Kav, Nogea, lands off. But the Sof of the Kav does not Nogea lens off. You cannot forget those things. You gotta review those things and not miss on it. And we are far, far from this idea of Neshama. We are still dealing where? Igulim. He said, okay, I'm gonna give you a little bit explanation, Igulim, so pay attention, open your ears, open your eyes, open your mind, just to understand this. והנה ראינו שבספירת העיגולים, and we saw that in this ספירות of עיגולים, נמצא שכל החיצוני ביותר הוא המעולה ביותר. Now we said the outer circle, עיגול, is always מעולה. זה יותר עלייה, יותר זך. וכל הפנימי ביותר הוא גרוע ביותר. Now, what is garua? A less quality. Who defines quality here? He says the one that is Yoter Zach is closer to Enzov. The one that is less garua, that means to extend that is opposite and. We said the stone that you throw, where is the center? Is this, that's Achi Garua. And the one that is the circle that goes all the way to Chof Hayam, Chof Hayam? To the beach? That's the end ripple of that middle one. That is Achi Zach. It doesn't have any more no action in it. That's right. That's correct.
Before that, there is no level of.
So it goes to Keter. That's Achizach. Most Me'ule.
So is that why the part that it touches the Ensof, it's because.
It's the closest to Ensof, therefore it has the least of you.
Because it has the most.
Inigulim. In Igulim, stay with the Igul. Now, he says, Ki ha-Igul ha-Elyon ha-Karov be-Yoter le-En-Sof hu ha-Sovev o-Makif le-Kol ha-Metziut. That means the first Igul, after the En-Sof that was revealed, after the Kav went into it, it was revealed to some degree, it encompasses every other Igul that comes after it. That means it's inclusive of everything else that comes after it. The seed is inclusive of everything comes after it. So the first igul is inclusive of all the other igulim and everything that comes into existence. Vehu me'ole beyoter mikulam v'nikra keter. And this is me'ule mikulam. So now, what is the highest level of aliyah? Me'ule is keter. That's why Shabbat, Mincha, I'm sorry, Shabbat, Shacharit, Musaf, you say keter yitnu. Sheshet yamim, you went to work and you did the all work to come finally to say keter yitnu. Today I'm coming to connect to keter. Now don't ask me which keter. Till we study which keter we are talking about. I mean, The Keter Torah. That's right. That's Keter Torah. Because where he went? He went to bring the Keter Torah. Alvai she'yeh lekulam.
Correct me, please, if I'm wrong. But didn't we talk about Igulim before and discovered that there is no Aviut in Igulim?
Yes, that's right. But if the light of Kav, we said, again you forgot,
what?
We said there is a certain things that the line, because the line brings the light, is going to affect the Igul, and there are certain things that the Igul is going to affect the Kav. Well, if you understand, if there is the Kav has a Masach, so therefore the light that Igul receives is inclusive of the Masach that Kav has.
I understand that, but the reason I'm bringing up the question is because now we're reading that the outside, the Chitzuni of the Igul is more Zach and the inside is more of, it's only when this happens when the Kav comes in.
Right. Otherwise how Kav comes, Kav comes point by point. So let's see when it comes Sefirah, every Kav comes into that Igul.
Right.
Let's see how it comes. And every step that it comes in more.
Right.
And let's see what comes first. Which, the head of the Kav is going to come in, what part? The Keter going to come in first, or the Chokhmah going to come first, or the Malchut going to come first? What part of the Kav is going to come first? Didn't we say it's Eser Sefirot?
Right.
So how is the Kav is going to get, which part of the Kav is going to get into the Igul?
The most part of the of.
Let's not talk about usual. If it is usual, it's always,
that's
always.
True.
So there
okay.
is no
well,
usual.
Always.
It's all, there is no unusual. In this, okay, this is what it is. So here, let's go here. לאין סוף הסובב מקיב לכל המציאות והוא מעולה ביותר מכולם ונקרא כתר ובדוחו העיגול הבי. And inside this Igul Keter, there is another Igul called Chokhmah. Hanikra Chokhmah Shehu Garua Mia Keter. The compared Chokhmah to Keter, Chokhmah is Yoter Garua Mi Keter. That means the Aviyut that the Keter didn't have, now there is a certain Aviyut in Chokhmah. Comparison. Vechule. Ad le Kadur HaPinimi Mikulam. Until it comes to the most interior circle, Shehu Aulam Hazeh. So what I am in the womb, in the center, in the middle of all the Igulim. Are they Igulim? Of course Igulim, and Sof is here. I am inside the Halal, and I am inside the most inner, the most Garua part of all the Igulim. Don't you ever think that those Igulim is not encompassing you. Every layer of you is encompassed by it. Layer. That's why if you want to go to biology, to biopsy, to see anything, you got to bring it to the very, very minute layer. That's slicing. That's some MRI. That's a PET scan, CAT scan. All this, what does? Layer, in order to be able to see. You cannot just look at it and see it. And we will see why. He says, the most garua is the most inside of all these igulim, and that most inside is called olam hazeh, hatov hazeh that we talked about. He says, it's achi garua, but the achi garua utov. Achi garua, the most garua, is still tov. Not meule, but tov. Shehu garua beyoter mikol haigulim, shehu choshech bilior, o malize huma. And by the way, inside here, there is the ugliness, the darkness, the dirt. Everything is here. Hare shekol igul pinimi yoter, u yoter garua. Every time you go in more into the more Igul, inside the Igul, further, till the more you approach the Nekudah Emtzai to the end is going to be Choshech. Why there is Choshech in it? Why there is Choshech? Why there is Laila in the end? Because there is a Tzimtzum Aleph. It's a Tzimtzum Aleph there. Now Choshech in darkness, a lot of things start to develop. וכל העיגול חיצוני יותר הוא יותר מעולה. So that means, in Keter, is there can be any bad thing? There is no aviyut in order to bring any bad thing. There is no space of darkness. It's all מעולה. So the possibility of having choice only is where? Olam hazeh. If you know the truth, you have choice. Come on. If you know the truth, it's choice. That's the truth. Unless you're a fool. Yes. Ready? You know the answer. Look at the candle. The candle is the malchut, the wax and the fitile. It's the malchut. The wax is the nefesh and the fitile is the ruach. Follow. These two, they cause a light to be revealed. But because we are in this world and there is Mavet, eventually this Ruach and this Fitile and this wax is going to finish. Now what if this wax and the Fitile is Ein Sof? Will never finish. That we call Shekhinah. As soon as you become Tzaddik, that you don't except that you do the world of Hashem, you keep the light on, the candle, that's Neshama Ruach, or Nefesh and Ruach, that light on, the Shekhinah is in you. You don't age, you don't die. It's no die, because the Shekhinah sustains you. That is the secret of Shekhinah. Shekhinah doesn't need to sustain from this world. That's how that transfer was made. And I am glad you asked this question, because that's the secret of how to reveal this Shekhinah.
So at all times there has to be...
I have to eat in order to survive to do the mitzvot and the Torah.
No, but I mean,
I am like the candle. I'm going to burn. Oh, there is the minimum that sustains the world, of course. And they are not aware of it. It's not any more matter of awareness for them. They do it because they have reached that level. For them, it's normal. They could be like anybody else. And that's your question is a puzzle of the whole world. How can that be sustained and to be good? First, I have to survive in order to be able to be good. And God knows it. It's like a candle, but we die. But there will be a day, and when we say immortality, what's that immortality? That I'm able to really keep the candle on without melting. When the Shekhinah is in charge, there's no melting. That's where the igul is now complete. The whole line is connected and is doing what it's supposed to do. It's receiving, but it's totally being shared. Totally. That's a tzaddik. That's the action of a tzaddik. Here we go. Now you understand how a small thing, how much discussion it brings in order to clarify? But that's how, Bezrat Hashem, we're going to bridge through it. This is all setting your foundation to go to a world. Mm-hmm. Now, here we go on the second column. Be'eser sefirot de yosher. Now look at the yosher. We looked at the igul. Let's yosher. Kol ha'pinimi yoter u'yoter chashuv. If I was igul, the igul said the most chitzoni is yoter me'ule. Now yosher is just the opposite. Hafuch. Exactly hafuch. The more interior you go, the more me'ule you are. Do I know how to deal with the makif, the chitzon beyoter? We learn. Now, in order for me to go to most me'ule, because we said no matter where you are, there is igulim, and there is kav. So wherever level of kav or whatever level of igul I am, does it make any difference? At that level I behave as a kav. In order for me to reach the most me'ule, where do I have to go?
Inside.
And we call that most inside, nekudat, emet. And that's my nekudah I'm saying.
But that's the economy, it's the worst.
That's the emet inside me.
And why is it in kav is opposite?
Say that again.
Why is it opposite in the kav?
In order to create a paradox for you to be able to have a chance to make choices.
Otherwise there wouldn't be a process.
Yeah.
To make choices.
That's right. You got to make choices. And you're bound to fail. As a matter of fact, when you fail, you start learning. When you realize what is the stagnation, what's the problem, that's the point you start looking for a solution. Otherwise, you won't look for a solution. You stay in a state of menucha the way you like it, the way you are, and the way you think it is comfortable, and you continue. So it's going to make it a little bit not comfortable for you in order to start looking for solutions. Now, ba'eser sefer kol ha'pinimi yoter hu yoter chashuv. Now, gimel. Hafuchen hen sefirot de yosher. They are exactly hafuch. They are in, not opposite.
Upside down.
Different. Because one is igul, one is one after the other. Ki bahen kol shepinimi yoter. Umeshubach yoter. Now there is a difference. Why he doesn't use meule yoter?
Yeah,
what is meshubach? What is meshubach?
It's better than meule. Meshubach is. I don't know the word in English.
Explain. Look at the word and see what letters there is in it.
That's what I was gonna.
Shebach. How about chashuv?
No, meshubach is.
How about the word chashuv?
Chashuv is important.
Yeah, can I find in the word of meshubach chashuv?
Not necessarily.
Meshubach.
Actually,
meshubach. I take the word meshubach. I take the mem out. And the rest I build up something chashuv mem. And where is mem? Is the nekudah and say emet. So I'm looking at it. I am looking for this mem. This mem is going to play. Mem is kavav. This mem is, we said, it's a fe'el maf'ul. It makes you the world of action. So it's a meshubach. It's chashuv mo. There is something very chashuv. Comes machshava, the machshava is there, that's why it's a meshubach. It's the idea, it's the things that's going to intrigue it. It's the one, it's the kav, it's the one that is entices you, moves you, creates, moves. not going to stand still. There is nothing for Igul to move. Where is it going to move? He encompasses everything. There's no movement in Igulim. It's in the Kav.
So the M is the Chaim.
We'll study more of this M. Now, he says, Ki behen kol shepinimi yoter umashubach yoter. Good. Shaharei Eser Sefirot de Yoshe, these 10 Sefirot of Yoshe, come back home. Stop it. שהרי עשר ספירות דיושר, הראשונות והפנימיות מכולם הם עשר ספירות דעולם, אדם, קדמון. Now here he comes and says, listen.
איך זה פנימי אבל ביושר, סליחה? עיגול looks like that. I know this is פנימי, because there is inside and inside. יושר?
Yeah.
Where is פנימי in יושר?
Bravo.
This is Yashar. What is
Pnimi?
What is
Chitzoni? הכי חשוב. In this Kav is the fruit. Look at the Kav as a seed until the fruit.
No, but show me the Igulim in the Kav. For me to understand the concept, how can we...
No, look at the Kav.
Okay.
There is, you will not, what do you want? How can I show you the Igulim? You say Igulim are the one that encompasses everything.
No, but they're saying...
So what's the Pinimi and Chitzoni?
Yeah.
Here it is, the first Igul is the Halal. It's the Halal. Here it is Halal. And we said it's Halal, and as the Nekuda I'm saying, this Halal.
Well, for me it's hard to understand where is the Kav now when you say Halal.
From one point of Ein Sof, a line comes in. Where into this Halal.
Okay, so the Halal is not the Kav.
Of course not.
Okay. Where is the Pnimi, Igul Pnimi in the Kav? This is a Kav.
Okay, so now you forgot, wash off the Igul, look at a line.
Yes.
A line has Eser Sefirot. It starts from Keter and finishes Malchut. That's it. Eser Sefirot. Doesn't have more. Starts a line. It starts from Keter,
yeah, okay,
and goes to Malchut. Right? Now, the Keter is the seed. And the Malchut is the fruit. Which one is Pnimi?
Malchut.
Why? Because Nekudaim say is only at the end.
So that's what I didn't understand. Because Nekudaim Tzayit is in the Emtza when you have Sefirot Deigulim, right?
Bravo.
This is Emtza.
Bravo.
In the Kav, if this is Keter, this is Nekudaim Tzayit.
Bravo. Bechina Dalet.
You know how I think. I need to
beautiful.
Visualize.
Beautiful.
Can't you say that every Igul has a Kav Tzayit? When you are outside, the Kav is outside that Igul, is the Chitzuniyot, and then whatever fits inside the Igul, which is that test.
I love you guys' mind, but slowly. This is the most important to see that how this Kav and Igul get revealed, all this Eser Igulim Shel Halal. We said this Kav is going to go through Eser Igulim of this Halal until comes Nekuda Emtzai, and then under this Nekuda Emtzai is Olam Hazeh. Okay? Now, it says, when the Kav comes inside this Keter, just take it like this, inside the first Igul that appeared in this big Halal, comes into this Keter. When Eser Sefirot of this Kav comes into this Keter, and this Keter has how many Sefirot?
10.
Then there is revelation of Eser Sefirot of the Kav and Eser Sefirot of the Igul of Keter. And this is called Adam Kadmon. So,
okay.
There is the...
Say it again, please, if you don't mind.
There is the Eser Sefirot of a Kav comes in. Which Eser Sefirot of Kav comes in first?
What aspect of the Kav?
Right.
The Keter.
Bravo. Keter of the Kav comes into the Keter of Igulin.
Right.
Keter of a Kav, how many Sefirot it has? Keter of Igulim, how many Sefirot it has? When the Eser Sefirot of the Kav comes into the Eser Sefirot of the Keter, that Olam is called Olam Kadmo.
Okay.
That's it. Oh, yes.
I don't want to see it in the... It's here. I also
I wish.
It's here. It's right here.
But, no. Wait, you also said to Sassoon that in Kav, the Malchut is the part which is the most of.
Uh-huh.
Okay, but we just read that in the Kav, the most Pinimi is actually the Chitzon. Because it's just the Hafuk, it's the opposite of Igud.
Mm-hmm.
So the Malchut, which is in the Kav, is the most Zach part of that Kav?
Comes into the most Zachest of Igul.
Okay. The Chitzoni of the Igul, which is the Zachest part of the Igul.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the last part of the Kav comes into that Igul is what?
That is the most Zach part of the Kav.
The last, the Malchut of that Kav that comes into the Keter, then Eser Sefirot of the Kav is already inside. Eser Sefirot of the Kav completely is already inside in the first Igul. Now, this Igul is going to create another Kav, not the same Kav that came into the Keter. Why? Because that Kav had already its Malchut, had what? Tzimtzum Aleph on it. So a whole lot of things going to happen in this Keter. A new Kav is going to come from Keter in order to enter to Igul of Chochmah. Not the same Kav that came into Keter, because this Kav has all along Masachim. The Kav that came into Keter is the Eser Sefirot of the Kav. That's it. Eser Sefirot, the totality of the first part of the Kav, came completely into Keter and revealed whatever it is Keter, and this we called Adam Kadmon. After Adam Kadmon, that means Eser Sefirot of the Kav comes into Eser Sefirot Shel Keter, and the Parsuf called Adam Kadmon is created. Adam Kadmon gets created. Then Adam Kadmon is going to send a Kav in order to create Olam Atzilut. Now, to understand the Olam Kadmon, we are going to go from now to another year and a half. Shabbat Shalom.
A year and a half of Adam Kadmon.
Because that's the seed of the whole thing. That's Adam Kadmon. If you want to really see exactly how Adam is made, here, look at the Kodem, how it was Kodem. That's the Shoresh of you.
Okay. Let's do this one more time, please.
Okay.
Bear with me.
I bear with you.
Okay. The Kav comes in. All right. What part of this Kav, what aspect of Kav enters the Igul first? No,
Keter.
Wait, Keter of what?
Keter of Kav.
Keter of Kav.
Yeah.
Keter of Kav?
Yeah.
Okay. But you said so the most of part of the Kav comes into Igul, which is the ofest part comes into the Zachest part of the Igul, right?
No, Keter is more Zach.
No, we said this characteristic in Kav is just opposite. Right? So we gotta see what comes and what connects with what. This is what I'm trying to see.
Right.
Okay.
Bravo.
Okay.
Take a keter and put a coven to it. Every sefirah is itself. It's eser sefirot, and the igul of keter has eser igulim, and the kav goes from here all the way to the malchut, and when it goes malchut, then this igul is filled up. Until it doesn't go reach the malchut, the light, there is no return. This you know already.
We know this already? I don't. So I'm going to do it one more
what
time.
What is Or Jose?
I'm going to do it one more time.
Yeah. Now. No. I help you.
Yeah, please.
Look at the bowl. Mm-hmm. When you pour a water, it's like a line. Right? You have a bowl,
right.
Circle, and you have water throwing it. When water hits the bottom of the circle, what it does, the water goes whoosh, like a wave. It comes up and eventually it fills up the bowl.
Right.
Exactly the same way. Because there is no, in the keter of the keter, chokhmah of keter, bina of keter, chesed of keter, gevura, tiferet, netzah, hod, yesod, there is no masach, the light is going to go until it hits the masach. What is the masach? We said capturing of light only through a masach or chozer. So it comes all the way, goes to the malchut, the light, with no restriction. Goes all the way to malchut of the keter, and then bounces back. Whatever bounces back, how far it bounces back, captures the light, that light is going to reveal that keter called Adam Chatma. Slowly, we'll go. We'll do it. We're going to be okay.
So I just wanted to make sure, so the off part of the kav comes to the most zachest part of the igul.
Yeah, and I'm going to help you a little bit more.
Please.
Look at your head. Your head is your ego. Mm-hmm. So you have an idea. Mm-hmm. Idea comes into your head. Mm-hmm. And so came Kav right into Chalal. Mm-hmm. You have an idea. Mm-hmm. Do you see anything out of this idea? It's a list of you. It's not even Gashmiut. It's not material. The first time that it finds any embodiment or any material aspect to your thought is when. When it goes from your da'at, let's say, chokhmah, your eyes, bina, zerampin is your eyes, malchut is your mouth. So as soon as it comes out of your mouth, it reaches your mouth, that's your first malchut.
So the first
the revelation of what was in your head.
So the zachas part of this.
Understand this picture first.
Yeah.
Be patient.
The question is right. The zach is the machshava, basically.
Yeah.
Of course.
By the time it comes out of my mouth, it gets the geshmir.
So the malchut of the keter of igulim is the pay of Adam Kadmon. You learned two prakim ahead. This malchut, the first malchut, revelation, when the light comes into the keter, is really pay of Adam Kadmon.
So if you repeat something to yourself, it's still as if you feel the
Bravo. That's why they study Talmud, they study Torah, the study of the Torah, Balpeh, especially made it Balpeh, Torah Balpeh, has to be in loud so you hear it yourself. 99% of my learning is when I'm teaching it. That's why it's part of the whole action is lilmod velelamed. If there is no lelamed to it, there is no complete establishment. The same, we will see that by the time gets revealed, has to go three phases in order to be the fourth one is the complete one. You know the answer too. Everything has four phases. It takes three phases. The three phases are what? The first three. Chokhmah bina dat, chesed gevura tiferet, netzach hod yesod. Three. Three levels. Oh, you're gonna really fly. If you stick around, you're really gonna fly, that this is what it is. It takes three seasons, every season is 3 months, and the fourth is complete. You see it everywhere. And Sefirot is the same way. That's right. Shmo is in charge of the whole thing. And he says, Shmo Loshiniti. That's Loshiniti. I'm not changing it. This is the idea.
So, in a sense, this
starts. That's why we say Baruch Hu, Baruch Shmo.
So, in a sense, what God created the Shmo, or what Shmo is doing, is doing a process for us to.
To establish her goal,
right.
Establish what she wanted to and so.
But it's sort of going against its essence.
Absolutely.
Just to show you.
Bravo. That's why it's expecting you to go against your own nature. Bravo. And that's the whole purpose, is to break it. To break and go just the opposite of your nature. But you say, well, you created me like this. He says, yes, correct. For you to have choice.
But we are actually created in our own spirit. Just that we enter here.
No, we are given the opportunity to learn how to do it. And Lashpia is not Lashpia necessarily to the other. First is Lashpia, the purpose is Lashpia to keep that light going. Now that defines in doing mitzvot, which is correct. But the Lashpia is Lashpia Lasod Nachad Ruach Lo Yotzri. That means I do it for purpose of my Creator. Irrelevant what I think. It's totally what I think is zero. So for purpose of giving me a choice to come understanding that what I am thinking at this moment of time is different than Hashem, therefore I'm going to change mine because He's not going to change His mind. I got to change my mind because something is wrong with me. It's not wrong with you. He is perfect. He says, no, he's the Emet. So I got to change to Emet. Whatever it looks, come on, not logical. Forget about logic. What logic? It's not the world of logic. It's all relative, all these things that we are talking about. So here he sets the Emet and he says, that's the point, is the Mem. Here, the Mem, and the Mem is made, by the way, Kafav, is 26. Let me quickly read these last parts. And so, Shenimshach, Smoch ad leolam hazeh ve'ino nogea bo. This light of comes all the way till Olam Asiya, to the Nekuda Emtzai, to the where the action is, but never comes nogea le end, the end being olam hazeh. O bechitzionoto malbishot alav esa sefirot de yosher de olam, habet shenikra olam atzilut. And then it follows, and then it goes, and mitlabesh, what? The light of the kav comes, and again, there is a new revelation, because there is a new kli, שמעלתו יורדת מן העולם אדם קדמון, מעלה, its level is lesser than עולם אב קדמון, ובחיציונותו של העולם האצילות. Now, he says, therefore, עולם אצילות consider to Adam Kadmon Olam, the Chitzoniut Shel Olam Kadmon. Here we go, let's go. Is it because of the Kav? Atzilut is considered to be Chitzoniut Olam Kadmon. Now, Atzilut mitlabesh bebriya. So, Briya is Chitzoniut Le Olam Atzilut. Briya mitlabesh. That means it takes Yetzirah and it mitlabesh. It makes it a libush for itself. So, who is the most inside? Who is the most inside?
No, Adam Kadmon.
Adam Kadmon. Don't forget, Adam Kadmon. Then the libush is Atzilut. Chitzuniyut la Adam Kadmon is Atzilut. Chitzuniyut le Atzilut is Briya. Chitzuniyut le Chitzuniyut le Yetzira is Asiya. Chitzuniyut of everything. Olam Hazeh. Wow, we were in the middle. Suddenly we came out. We took the inside. Like a garbine, like you take the socks, you take the inside and you turn it over.
Only here.
First he says it's gonna go to the eagle down and Olam Hazeh is the param achi garua. And now he says it's the most chitzoniut to the true, to the light, layer. Outside, the more outside is the most chitzoni and it's called Olam Hazeh.
Would that point of inside out be the point of defense?
Exactly. This is when it came, not when really Big Bang started. In which Olam? When really Big Bang started? Yeah, out of all these parts of film and all this, yeah, where did it really ignite it? And it took 6 days. And the seventh, he had another idea. Okay, I am going to give you a homework. That's right.
So it wasn't the point.
That's
the
right.
Big Bang was before.
So where was the Big Bang? The Big Bang is after Tohu Vavohu, before the Tohu Vavohu. Big Bang is after the Tohu Vavohu. It says before.
So how there was something before the Big Bang?
Here we go. And Sof was.
No, but there was Tohu Vavohu. Tohu Vavohu is not in Sof. Tohu
okay,
Vavohu is something.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. It's Tohu Vavohu as in Sof.
We are
naked. That's where it is. Now, oh, hold on. I don't want you to go because you are going now in a domain that's totally dark.
Michael took us.
Now, here we go. I want a homework. In Shema Yisrael, you say Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad. On the Echad, because we are Shmo Echad, U Echad, Shmo Echad. And Echad, what's the Kavana in the Sidur? He says, U Yachid, Echad U Meyuchad. Right? Okay. Vehu Sholet Al Sheva Rakia, Sheva Rakia, Vaaretz. This is how many? Eight. Which one is the Shvi? And what's the difference between Aretz and the Shvi? Why you say Sheva Rakia Sholet, Sheva Rakia Va'aretz, Moshel Arba Ruchot Ha'olam. Arba Ruchot Ha'olam. You first find me an answer if he says Sheva, that's Chesed Gevurah Tiferet Netzachut Yesod Malchut. What is Sheva Rakia Va'aretz? Then you will know the secret of Rishon Lezion. But you have to understand this, why you say that. where is the Sheva? And when then there is, where is the Aretz? And is the Aretz Olam Hazeh? No. The Tohu Vavohu really is the Keter and Chochmah.
When I go to the museum,